This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. It's autumn, which means it's time for all sorts of youth sports that have a potential for head injuries. But every parent, whether their child is in sports or not, should be aware of the risk. A study in the Journal of Brain Injury listed the top 10 most common activities that resulted in head trauma for kids. And a surprising aspect of those injuries was that the majority were not sports-related. The top 10 included falls to the floor and off beds, stairs, bumps into ceilings and walls, injuries with chairs, and bicycle accidents, as well as football, basketball, and soccer. If your child has an accident, here's what you need to look for. Most childhood falls or blows to the head cause injury to the scalp only. While these can be scary looking, they usually aren't dangerous. The scalp is rich with blood vessels, so even a minor cut there can bleed a lot. Sometimes the scalp's veins leak fluid or blood into and under the scalp. This appears as a goose egg or swelling on the head. An internal head injury under the skull bone could be more serious because it may cause bleeding or bruising of the brain. Call 911 if your child shows any of these symptoms after head injury. Unconsciousness, even for a few seconds, abnormal breathing, bleeding or clear fluid from the nose, ear, or mouth, speech or vision problems, pupils of unequal size, weakness or paralysis, neck pain, or if they have a seizure. When it comes to head injuries, always err on the side of caution. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.